and Jeremy, who is not here, and Daniel, who called in earlier, from me, thank you very much. We're going to go around the room like Moltal said. The last thing I can tell you that I played was Batman Arkham Origins. I just keep doing the challenge maps because I like the fighting. Dennis?
Binding of Isaac.
Matt?
Assassin's Creed 4.
Virtual Fighter 5, Pac-Man Championship Edition, and Borderlands 2.
Where are you playing Pac-Man Championship Edition on? PlayStation?
PS3.
Okay, because I've got it on Steam, and I'd love to have some score stuff going back and forth.
Okay.
So I'll try and do that with you. But anyway, thanks. Everybody in the chat room, let's do a rundown real quick before we go. AC Wraith is in the chat room. RJ, of course, AZNGP, Biosk1, Blue Inside Out, Boom Gooin, Bullet Food, Calgar 99, Cavalier UK, Deroku, also Deter Lavos, G Neptune, Ghost Bear Cog, Illuminator, Lawless Bagel. That's a great name.
I love that.
Lakanish, Medusa's Mirror, Moltal, Noob Sauce 87, Nabokov Fan 87. I'm guessing these are years they were born, maybe. Nick Paleo, Psycho Boy 2. That's me. Quiet Hype 2. This is what radio people do. They just read as it comes along. Where did it go? There it is. Quiet Hype 2 is in there. Samich Du, STM Fuller, Stufu, Straximus, Tacticus 59, Truth Unknown, and 204. You've probably made it one of the largest chat rooms that we've had. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of the show so very much. We will see you again next week for in-game chat. Good night. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Salji Ingresso. Confirmed coronavirus infections worldwide passed the 650,000 mark as new cases climb in the United States and Europe. New York City continues to get clobbered, and other big cities like Detroit, Chicago, and New Orleans have also become hotspots. President Trump is considering a quarantine in the New York tri-state area. Now that the $2 trillion rescue package is signed into law, what can Americans suffering through the financial blow this pandemic is dealing expect in the way of help?
Of course, in this package, there is so much, but among the things that are getting most attention is the stimulus checks, $1,200 per adult making up to $75,000 a year, $2,400 to a married couple making up to $150,000. Of course, also, if you have kids, that money can change depending on what kind of income you make.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Chance Inman, President and COO of Janie King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Uncertainty, fear, anxiety, panic, isolation, loneliness. These words describe this most unique time in history. But I want to affirm to you today that these words do not have to describe you or me. My name is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to offer you words of hope and peace today from God's Word. Psalm 94 states, "When I cried, my foot is slipping. Your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your comfort gave me renewed hope and optimism." So why don't we decide to live lives of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy from this day forward? Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other through this challenging time. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers, and PBS Painting. 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. As a non-essential business, we are now forced to close our retail stores. I will be available for emergencies or to take phone orders. My cell phone is 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman is well positioned to survive this issue. Please be safe and we'll see y'all soon.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been breaking records for the last few days, but it looks like a frontal system will probably bring an end to the record highs. For tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, but very mild. Overnight low temperature around 70. Chances some showers, perhaps by the wee hours of the morning and first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, with high temperatures in the upper 70s both days. That's still above normal, though. Showers and thunderstorms become likely on Tuesday. That's the storm system we're going to keep an eye on for the possibility of some stronger storms. The pollen count still in the very high range until at least Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the absolutely glorious Budell Building here in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it is time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter who it uncovers or what it may implicate, or is it the other way around, no matter what it uncovers or who around. It may implicate. Yeah, I've been doing this so long, you think I would know that. But I am your intrepid, humble, not quite ready for primetime host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to cope with a mind and body infected with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons syndrome. My name's Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's program. Now, my guest in this endeavor is the postman, a man who's been awake much, much longer than me, but just like yours truly, was jostled awake. Now, his journey has taken him to many places, and it has enabled him to meet quite a few very knowledgeable insider-type people who know what's really going on in this virtual reality simulation that we call life. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you have tuned in to the deep end of the pool. In a time where the very essence of being human is under attack, we need answers, and we may be the only ones asking the questions. So I would like to introduce you to my co-host, the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, the incomparable Postman. Welcome, Postman.
Yes, it is really good to be here, Terry.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yes.
Let's just hope we can get home.
Oh, I'm sure we'll make it.
I hope so. Now, before we go any further, folks, you need to know our disclaimer. Do not believe a single word you hear. You've got to learn to do your own investigating. You've got to figure all of this out for yourself. We can provide the dots. You've got to connect them. Now, remember, my daddy always told me something that you have to work, toil, and sweat to attain is always more valuable to you than something freely given to you. Now, for 6 years, right at 6 years, I have been telling you how dangerous our government, our formerly of, by, and for the people government has become. I have been warning you of what they're not only capable of, but what they're actively doing to destroy our hard-fought liberties. Our founding fathers must be looking on in total disbelief as our generation sits back and casually observes the death of what was once the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Now, with all this in mind, please allow me to remind you exactly what this means. All the soldiers who left their homes and families to travel halfway across the world to fight an enemy of freedom, did they act in vain? I'm talking about the kids that worked at the malt shops, the kids who worked at their dad's garages, the 16, 17, 18-year-olds who in the early 40s, some lied about their age so they could join the fight. Some gave all. They gave their lives in order for us to remain free. Was it worth it for them? You know, I never had the honor of serving in the military, but I understand the responsibility involved in protecting liberty and freedom. I also understand that our enemy is a tireless warrior who does not play by conventional rules. Look at what's going on in America right now. Now, doesn't a complete shutdown of this country for a virus that's lethality is exponentially less than others we've already experienced, doesn't that throw up a huge red flag to you? What is going on, folks? Well, as you know, I have maintained that the whole Q and Trump are working behind the scenes and these 40,000, ever what it's up to now, indictments, they're going to, you know, drain the swamp. They're going to bring all these people to justice. I have maintained this is total BS. This is hope porn. And I have never wanted to be as wrong as I am on this topic. I hope I'm wrong. But listen to what's happened over the last 2 weeks. Over 270 CEOs have resigned. We're talking big companies. What is going on here? Is this Trump's plan? Is this the big plan Q has been talking about? Are we at war with the deep state? Or more correctly stated, is the deep state at war with us? Now, Postman, as I understand it, the last time we talked, you kind of think that this is all a cover for Trump to drain the swamp. Is that what you think?
Yes, I actually believe that, you know, because of the fact that that most of those CEOs, you know, have you know, just...
They're pedophiles.
Right.
Uh-huh. Let's just call them out for what they are. They're freaking pedophiles. They abuse children.
Yeah, because I'm sure probably 75, 80, maybe 90% of them have been at that Epstein Island, you know, to actually do whatever.
Yep.
And it's kind of funny, as Tony Rodriguez said, you know, the guy that was in the secret space program,
mm-hmm.
He said that Seattle, Los Angeles. Places like, you know, upstate New York, that's in the country, Connecticut, you know, all those places like that are just, you know, havens, you know, for the rich and famous. And evidently, you know, that's why most of the pedophiles
so
live.
With them comes their nasty deeds.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I hope you're right. I hope this is the big roundup. I hope this is the big show Q's been talking about, but... Let's hit this first short three-minute break, and let's really get into this one. We're going to get into this.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter 4. Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks. Because then God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will guard your hearts and minds because you belong to Jesus Christ. Friends, even for those of us who struggle with math, this verse clearly states that prayer equals peace. Our Heavenly Father wants to give us incredible peace, and we need to ask for it. Then our lives will be full of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy. Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in prayer for our city and our country. Join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to the program. Something big happened a couple of days ago, and you haven't heard anything about it. Imagine that on the mainstream news, and that is the Fed and the Treasury are being merged into one organization. Now, this was a rumor that started on Twitter, and let me scroll on down. I got this information from Alexandria, and I can never remember her last name, but it's from her site is Forbidden Knowledge. She says, despite this being incredibly newsworthy, there's been no public announcement. It only seems to have been published in a negative opinion piece by Jim Bianco on Bloomberg and syndicated by Yahoo News. Now, as Postman pointed out when I was telling him this, if they want to replace the Federal Reserve notes, in other words, the money in your wallet, doesn't this change make sense? It makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. They actually headed to a different currency. Yes.
Digital currency, whatever you want to call it.
I don't know whether it'd be a digital currency first. It may be another dollar, an actual gold-backed dollar, you know, because of the fact that that Trump talked about it a whole lot.
Yes.
And there's a lot of the people that have in his cabinet, you know, some of those investment bankers. I'm sure some of them thinking along the same lines that he is about that.
Yeah.
And it actually be good to actually go back, you know, to the gold standard.
As we never should have gotten off of it.
Right. Yeah, we should have never gotten off of it.
Yeah. You know, right now we're $22 trillion in debt, and I would like to know how much of that is interest we owe the Federal Reserve. Because, folks, in case you don't know it, the Federal Reserve is not federal, nor does it have any reserves. It has nothing. There's no currency, nothing. How should I put this? No hardware. There's nothing substantial backing the Federal Reserve notes. What's the right word?
Can you say collateral or whatever?
Yeah, I guess. Well, other than our potential labor, our birth certificates.
That and the U.S. military.
Yes. Speaking of the U.S. military, I was listening to a podcast today, and the guy was pretty much saying the same thing that you're thinking, that other callers have talked about with Q, and this whole coronavirus is all a setup for him to take down the deep state, which I'm still not, haven't totally bought into that. I want to buy into it. I just can't because I'm a negative person. But he was talking about the Federal Reserve, and he was talking about money, and he was talking, you know, I totally forgot where I was going with this. It's been that kind of day.
Wow.
Totally forgot.
But yeah, I actually think think this operation was actually set up, you know, to actually, you know, to take down the pedophiles
Well, you got to question why this isn't, like I said in the opening, the lethality of this is nothing compared to what we've already experienced, and they didn't go anywhere near this drastic. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
Finish your thought, please.
And I mean, we needed some kind of distraction to actually set the not set the public mind at ease, but to let them, you know, use sleight of hand and actually have them thinking something else while the government's doing something else. So that they can actually carry out the operation, you know. And there's something else weird too. You know, I'm thinking about all fronts. I mean, when you think about the United States, mm-hmm. and you think about Europe, you actually think about outer space. I mean, all of those areas.
Yeah, we just launched our first Space Force vessel.
Yeah, we've got troops everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
Something big is actually going on.
It's got to be.
And it hadn't completely unraveled yet. It's probably started. It's coming. But believe me, we're not going to know. Ordinary people are not going to know. All we're going to see is the fallout.
We're going to be stuck in our homes. We're going to be quarantined in our homes while they're doing what they're doing.
Right. All we're going to see is collateral damage from it, if there's any.
Wow.
And, you know, you can actually look out and, you know, you see a falling star. As a matter of fact, you think it's a falling star, but it's not. Sometimes it's a vessel that they've shot down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as things go these days, we'll never know the truth about it until one or a piece of one falls in the front yard. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. What it's going to take something that drastic for most people to wrap their mind around what's going on.
Wonder what it'd be like, you know, you're at home watching Netflix, you know, on the quarantine, and it sounded like it felt like an earthquake, you know, hit, and
right.
You know, the dogs start barking, and you know, there's a big flash in your backyard or your front yard or whatever out mm-hmm. in the road. And you go out there, and the engine nacelle is landing, and it's obvious what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's still glowing. There's plasma, you know, flowing out of it. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Next thing you know, like 16 SUVs pull up, and a bunch of military guys get out and demand you go back in your house. And
that would be something. What if you look at a dry plasma and pouring out on the pavement?
People are going to freak out, man.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You know, I was watching Band of Brothers again. I can't help it. I love that show. That miniseries, the bravery of those kids I mentioned in the opening, those kids that volunteered in what was a brand new idea, which was the parachute division, to go to Europe to fight the enemy of freedom. That is so remarkable, especially when you consider today's don't hurt my feelings climate. If you were to ask any of these men if they consider themselves heroes, I would direct you to the words of the leader of Easy Company, Dick Winters, who tells the story late in his life, and it's going to be hard for me to get through this without crying because this just tears me up. His grandson sitting on his lap, and his grandson asked him, "Were you a hero in the war?" He said, "No, but I served in a company of heroes." You know, I see it this way. Real heroes do not seek attention, and attention invariably seeks them. I just wanted to get that out there. This country's changed so much, and I don't know that it's for the better. It sure seems to be for the worse. I mentioned the Space Force. We just fired one up and sent it up in space. Published, this was yesterday, the U.S. Space Force officially launched its first rocket on Thursday, delivering a highly advanced communication satellite into orbit. The United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket launched from Cape Canaveral carried the 6th Advanced Extremely High Frequency, of course it's an acronym, AEHF-6 satellite, space.com has reported. How about that?
Isn't that a great name? The United Launch Alliance.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
you could read so much into that.
Right, you can. You can. You know, it's.
They don't hide it.
You might as well just go on and say it's the United Earth Alliance.
Uh huh.
They
don't
hide it and say it.
They don't hide it.
I've been talking about it for a while.
You've been talking about it since you've been on this show.
Yeah.
They don't hide it anymore. They just throw it out there and let people think what they want to think. And, it's unreal, man.
And then after that, it'll probably go to the United Earth Federation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, something, there's something really, really big for them to do what they're doing, shutting down America, shutting down the economy. Something very, very big is going on. And it ain't the coronavirus, folks. It's not. Thursday night, I stayed over, of course, as I do for the David Ernest show. And David comes in and says, have you seen this? And shows me his phone, and he's got Veterans Today, an article on there. And I don't watch I don't look at Veterans Today. I subscribed to him for a while, but they're so anti-Trump, I quit subscribing. Well, Veterans Today has done the homework and uncovered the source of the coronavirus, and it is a bioweapons lab in North Carolina funded by, of course, the agency. All the paperwork's there. I tried to post it to Clear in the Air, and Facebook would not let me post it. So go to veteranstoday.com, and you can see it. You can see all the paperwork. You can see the different experiments, all the problems they had trying to get this thing to bind within the human genome because it was relegated to bats, the genome of bats. They figured out a way to cross-domain it. Anyway, it's all there. Now, if this is a fraud, then it's a pretty damn elaborate hoax if it is. I don't think it is.
Yeah, that would be an elaborate hoax, wouldn't it?
Yes. With all these scientists, all their names and everything, I mean, it's there. There it is right there in front of you. It is a bioweapon, folks. They're using it to shove their one-world agenda down our throats, and I have to believe that. And God, I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. But it sure looks that way to me. They're definitely distract, like Postman just said, it's sleight of hand. They're distracting us for some reason, whatever that is. But meanwhile, we have record unemployment, the most ever in the history of this country, 3.3 million unemployed people. I hope it's worth it to these people. I hope it's worth bringing down our economy that was blowing and going, I might add, or so I heard. I hope it was worth it. I don't see how it could be. I just don't think anything good's going to come from this, but I hope I'm wrong.
What's that equivalent to, percentage-wise? Did it say? Is it 5 or 6%?
Let's see. No, it doesn't give me a percentage. Now, here's what there's some interesting figures in here, though. Prior to 2020, the largest number of new claims for unemployment ever recorded in a single week was 695,000 during the week ending October 2nd, 1982. The U.S. Department of Labor reports that the number of new claims for unemployment last week increased by 3.3 million amid the lockdowns. Approximately one-third of the entire population of the globe is now under some sort of lockdown order. Wow. What is going on here, folks? What is going on? If you want to find out, you've tuned into the right program, because we're going to tell you. At least we're going to give you some options of what we think's going on. But
you know I'd like to know?
What?
Why all those troops in Europe? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, you could say those troops are in Europe, or you could say those troops are no longer in the United States.
Yeah.
And with that, we're going to take our five-minute break. We'll be back.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
High Caliber Guns in Prattville, Alabama on South Memorial Drive is proud to announce new store hours. That's right. They will be open on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Fridays and Saturdays. Now, 12 till 6, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And on Saturday, 11 until 2. High Caliber Guns realizes the situation with the coronavirus. So they're trying to limit their time, and they want you to be safe. They urge you to wash those hands. They urge you to make sure you are clean, especially on the outside. It's the best way to prevent the coronavirus. If you're looking for guns, they have them of all kinds. Ammo, jewelry, coins of all kinds. Please make sure you stop by High Caliber Gun. Danny and the gang says they'll give you the best price. They'll give you the best money if you need some money. So by all means, stop by High Caliber Guns on South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, President and COO of Jenny King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the King.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been breaking records for the last few days, but it looks like a frontal system will probably bring an end to the record highs. For tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, but very mild. Overnight low temperature around 70. Chances some showers, perhaps by the wee hours of the morning and first half of the day Sunday, but the chances are relatively small. Not as warm Sunday and Monday, with high temperatures in the upper 70s both days. That's still above normal, though. Showers and thunderstorms become likely on Tuesday. That's the storm system we're going to keep an eye on for the possibility of some stronger storms. The pollen count still in the very high range until at least Monday. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's a good song. I like Mellencamp. Camp.
I run through this life. Sometimes it breaks my heart. See those old people gone downtown.
And welcome back to the program. We're just doing a little math here in the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Studios. According to the Bible, current population, we're going to see right at 5.2 billion people killed before this thing's over. I'm not saying coronavirus. I'm saying the Bible's talking about a plague, and it's talking about an object hitting the planet, which that may explain why all the CEOs have resigned. I would like to know that somebody's watching all the underground facilities to know who's coming and going, you know, because maybe this thing is inbound, maybe it's about here, and maybe they're, you know, bugging out. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, like the Bible says, nobody knows day to the hour, you know, because the object that's coming in is magnetic. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you in some parts, you know, where certain planets are grouped together in their orbit, mm-hmm. it'll create a repulsing force. And you know, when it's not like that, it'll travel at its at its original speed inbound, because it has like two or three speeds, different speeds, and it varies the actual time, you know, that'll come in.
Right.
But when it's traveling in open space, I mean, it can actually pick up momentum, you know, just from traveling in space. You know, it can pick up fuel, in other words.
Sure.
And just cover the distance that way. But when it's inside of a bona fide system with planets as big as Uranus and as big as Saturn is and big as Jupiter is, it's going to encounter some resistance, especially if you get Saturn and Jupiter, you know, aligned. It'll actually create a repulsion force, and that'll actually slow it down.
Wow.
You know, because those planets are half suns, if you want to actually think about it. They're half brown dwarf, both of those planets are. They're almost there.
Wow. One of the many blogs that I subscribe to is, there's a guy named Stuart Best called Lightgate Blogger. He's author of many books. He's a Christian. And I like his work. I don't totally agree with everything he says, but most of the stuff, I'm probably 80% with Stuart. Here's what he wrote today. If we are to believe the Bible is a history book outlining the rise and fall of the human race, then we have to also believe the story of the fall of mankind. For it is the only logical explanation for what we see around us. That is the, quote, issues we all have. Fears, doubts, anxieties, problems in relationships at work, at home, with relatives, loved ones, and the list goes on and on. It brings on wars, murders, rapes, thefts, and corruption. As the Bible explains it, this fall took place in very ancient times with a mysterious tree that the Creator had placed in the Garden of Eden and warned not to eat of it, lest you perish. Today, of course, that is considered an old wives' tale and could not possibly be true, but what if it is? What if this tree contains some sort of very deadly spiritual knowledge, and what if this knowledge really is the cause of all of mankind's troubles and problems? And what if this knowledge is what has caused a total lockdown of the matrix we all live in and die in? And what if this knowledge altered our DNA and genetic code so that we cannot do anything whatever to alter it or change it, and thus we are trapped in this powerful battle we all have? In other words, we are what we are, and even with all of science, not able to change any of it. Would that mean we're locked into this system of dualism? To extend this concept even further, what if there's a place where this knowledge of good and evil does not exist? If we take a look at this knowledge of good and evil, which in reality are two opposing powerful spiritual or soulish forces that struggle within us all, 24/7, 365, the concept becomes very real that humanity is trapped by its very nature, cut off from the Creator, dead to the Creator, and hence collectively, Earth really is the planet of the living dead. Let the dead bury their own dead. We are alive, we are born, live and die, but if the story of Genesis is true and the fall is real, and the fall centers around this knowledge of good and evil, right? The Bible says we are without excuse, that the real truth of humanity's problems all go back to this one fateful event, an event that caused humanity to be reborn into an entirely new existence, the one we all call normal and simply accept our human frailties and issues as what we call life. My point is simple. The Bible says our existence is not normal. It is an anomaly, totally abnormal, and it is a disaster. The culprit is this knowledge of good and evil. This also means we cannot do one thing about our fallen nature, fallen because of this knowledge. We are also told that a curse was placed upon our planet and we went into a total lockdown. It also means a veil came down over our minds so that we cannot fathom our true reality and the danger that we are all in. Thus it is that we are fallen, lost, and headed to a very bad place, just as the Bible tells us. Hence it is that if mankind is to be rescued from his dilemma, it must come from outside the matrix. I hate that word. And with the approval of the Creator. Enter Jesus Christ, the only religious leader that told us we are in a prison house, headed for total ruin, and that he had come into our matrix for one reason, to rescue anyone who wanted to be rescued. In other words, this very strange individual came into our dimension, warned us of the reality of the human existence, warned us that we're all dead men walking, and that he alone had the keys to life and would rescue us if we would simply comply with his instructions. Hence, he said, if you hear my words and do them, you will be rescued. But if you hear my words and do not do them, you will remain here, a part of the living dead. Do you see this? Humanity is trapped in the matrix. We cannot escape. Not on our own we can escape. The whole world is under quarantine. Mankind has a virus. Mankind is diseased, sick, and needs a physician who knows how to cure this virus. He alone has the key to save us. He alone has the medicine that cures the illness of the hearts of men. That is why the Bible says there's only one name under heavens that can save. If you reject it, you will remain sick until death and ruin. There are no options here. It is either or, and has always been and will always be until the great omega point. Because of the knowledge of good and evil, the human heart is desperately wicked. The human mind is a total enemy of God. The core heart of man is in full and constant rebellion against the Creator. And the vast majority of humanity has elected to remain dead and has rejected eternal life simply because they cannot and will not admit they are the living dead. We are the living dead, folks. That made perfect sense to me. I don't know about you, Postman, but that made sense.
Yeah, it actually does, but, I mean, give us some thought here and just let your mind ponder this for a second.
It's hard for me to ponder right now, but go ahead, I'll try. I'm suffering. Go ahead.
It was two trees in that garden, right?
I don't know, was there?
Yeah, the tree of life was there, too.
Oh, the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
You know what? You know, most people know this. I don't know if people some of them ever heard this before, but it was good that they were cast out of the garden, because if they would have ate off the tree of life, Terry, they would have been immortal. That's what the enemy wanted in the beginning. He wanted them to become immortal,
to be gods.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Never looked at it like that.
And if they hadn't been kicked out, they would have been lost. Mankind would have been lost.
You know, I keep hearing that the biting of the apple is a metaphor. You know, that Eve laid with the serpent, or the kosh, and that's, you know, born.
And you know that probably happened too. You know, because there is no way, at least in my mind. Of course, my mind is not infinite. It's like finite. If you want to,
sure, you're human.
Yeah, but how in the world did Cain? How in the world did he dream up the actual actually conjure the
killing of his brother?
Yes. How did he do that?
Where was that in his mind? He had to have a corrupt mind to even come up with that, right?
If he was the seed of Adam.
Good point. He wouldn't have had that.
No, he wouldn't.
The capability of even coming up with that.
No, he wouldn't have.
That's an interesting point. That makes perfect sense. Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Well, let's hit this 3-minute break, and we'll come back and ponder on that a little bit more. I'm trying to stay more on time tonight. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. As a non-essential business, we are now forced to close our retail stores. I will be available for emergencies or to take phone orders. My cell phone is 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman is well positioned to survive this issue. Please be safe and we'll see y'all soon.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
I'm the one with two left feet standing on. Hey, welcome back to the program. I've been kind of thinking about having a little clear-in-the-air kind of club thing where we can exchange books and videos, because I have got a pretty substantial library of books and movies and stuff. And I watched, I forget the title of the movie, but in it had the whole thing about the birthright and Jacob and Esau and all that. Well, you should know that God, and that is all caps, can and will use anyone he pleases in order to fulfill his plans. You don't have to be a believer to find yourself being used by the divine creator. He will use anyone. And I'm going to demonstrate this by looking at Jacob and his treachery towards his brother Esau. Now, the story, as we all know, is that Jacob and Esau were twins. Scriptures tell us that before birth, the two were even quarreling while they were in their mother's womb. Well, despite being twins, the two couldn't have been more different. We're told that Esau arrived first, covered in red hair. The Bible describes him like a hairy garment. Well, he turned out to be a great hunter and was very close to his father. Now, Jacob, the second one that came out, was smooth-skinned and was very close to his mother. Now, according to the custom, the blessing or the birthright always went to the eldest, which would have been Esau. However, and we all know the story, Jacob, with some coaching from his mother, Rebekah, slid on a hairy garment and pretended to be his brother Esau as he presented himself to his blind father. And it says, despite hearing Jacob, yet told it was Esau, a nearly blind Isaac commanded the boy to come near him so he could feel his skin. And after doing so and believing that it was indeed the eldest son, he gave him his birthright and his blessing. Now, Jacob knew he had done wrong and decided to leave before Esau returned, because Esau had gone out to kill some fresh game to make food for his father. Now, Rebekah told him he should get out of there and go to Syria, where his brother Laban lived, that he would be safe there. Now, let me back up a little bit. While she was pregnant with the twins, God, again, that's all caps, spoke to her and said, two nations are in your womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. That's why she encouraged him to take the birthright, because of what God had said. Now, I suppose we should assume that God gave her the notion to pull the old switcheroo, but, you know, we're not told that, but kind of assume that.
Well, it was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, it would have happened one way or the other, but I think she jumped ahead of it, and it's probably good she did. Well, Jacob ran across some shepherds as he was on his way to his uncle Laban's. They were tending to their flocks, and there he saw a beautiful young girl, Rachel, and he fell in love with her. As it happened, she was his cousin, the youngest of his uncle Laban's two daughters. Now, after introducing himself to his uncle Laban, he proceeded to make an agreement that stated he would labor for 7 years for his uncle, after which time he would be allowed to marry the daughter. Now, the old saying, always read the fine print, that may have originated here, because on their wedding night, instead of it being Rachel in bed, it happened to be the oldest daughter Leah. So when they awoke the next morning, I can only imagine how Jacob must have felt, besides being hungover from the wedding feast, when he looked upon his wife, who he expected to see Rachel, but it was in fact Leah. His complaints to his uncle went unheeded. In fact, Laban actually talked him into working another 7 years to get the correct bride. But think about this. God had just allowed the same thing that he had done to his brother to happen to him. If you think about it.
Yeah, it did.
It's the way God does things. He goes, okay, I know what you did. I know how you deceived your father into stealing that birthright. Well, guess what? You yourself are going to be deceived in the very same way. I'd never thought about that until I watched this movie and it clicked with me.
Well, I mean, you got to realize that what his name meant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. But I don't know. I guess I just don't think that deeply when I'm getting into this stuff, and I should. Y'all are going to have to excuse me. I know I'm a little subpar tonight. It's been a terrible week for me. Just this itching and this stuff is just taking over, and I'm struggling big time. But I don't want to make excuses. I appreciate every one of you listening to us. Thank you so much, and I'm going to get through this one way or the other. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow announced the total coronavirus relief package will come to around $6 trillion. That's with a T, trillion. That would be $2 trillion in direct assistance to Main Street and roughly $4 trillion directly to Wall Street. Yes, they're going to bail out the bankers again with our money, folks.
Wow.
How about that? Yep. Unbelievable. Over in the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a nationwide lockdown to contain the virus, despite British health officials quietly lowering the official threat level for the pandemic just days earlier. Isn't that interesting? So they decreased its lethality, and yet he went ahead and did a complete lockdown. Something ain't right here, folks. Let's read between the lines. Something is not right here.
Well, he has coronavirus, too.
Oh, does he?
Yes, he does.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, scientist and Imperial College author Neil Ferguson, who, of course, is a Brit, several weeks ago warned that it would kill 500,000 people in the UK. Now, he says now that if all goes expected, it would be around 20,000 people or fewer. Now, he has tested positive, too, and he's not expected to die. And now, he's crediting their lockdown for stopping the spread of the virus, but the country only began its lockdown 2 days ago. And the theory is that lockdowns, if they work at all, take at least 2 weeks to create any kind of measurable impact. So something ain't right. Something stinks here. I'm sorry. It just does. I'm not buying into all this. And in Chicago, you've got their mayor threatening fines and arrests for any people who defy her stay-at-home order. They've shut down parks, lakefront, public areas. She said outdoors is only for a brief respite, not for long exposure. They've shut down playgrounds. There's a $500 fine. If they catch you twice from being outside, they will put you in jail. Welcome to martial law, folks.
Wow. Yeah.
That's where we're headed, it sure looks like to me. Hmm. And we're going to get into that a little further in the show. But medical martial law. I've never heard of that before, but apparently that's kind of where we're headed. It's what it looks like. I hope I'm wrong. Well, President Trump said we lose thousands and thousands of people every year to the flu, and we don't close the country because of it. Why should I close America down because of the coronavirus, which has killed only a few? It just doesn't make good business sense. Therefore, I want to have America back on her feet by Easter Sunday. Let's hope that he's right. Easter Sunday. That's going to be very interesting. And I think none of this is by accident. Everything is designed to work the way it's working. Let me give you another aspect from all this. And this is from Anna, the lady who's like a prophet that I hear from time to time. And she says, you've lost all your freedoms, liberties, and all your rights. Welcome to the New World Order. Florida is under martial law. Florida is now blocking incoming travel. Soon, without proof of a vaccination, there will be zero movement. Troops are knocking on doors to give you a test for the coronavirus, the common cold. If you show that you have it, in other words, if you're a Christian or anybody they don't like, they haul you off, probably to a FEMA camp or God knows what. They are in Dallas and New York now doing this. Do not take a shot. Do not take the vaccine. The coronavirus is a hoax. They're just taking all deaths and chalking them up to it being that and just faking people's deaths. I don't know about all that. I do believe there's a fear campaign. We know that because the media is totally controlled and treasonous, but it's going to get really interesting in the next few weeks, I think. And this is, I think we're going to find out what side Trump's really on.
Well, it'll probably get a lot more interesting, you know, if the amount of coronavirus cases, you know, increase in the United States exponentially.
But here's my question. How do we know that they're legitimate? Because the way I'm seeing it, Postman, is the coronavirus is, and I hate to use this term, but it's just finishing off a lot of people. People that are already deathly ill, they get this, and this is like the last straw. This finally just finishes them off. And they're attributing coronavirus to their deaths.
And that's probably what it was designed for.
Good point.
Yeah.
Because we know there's a depopulation effort, and maybe this is going to get rid of the elderly people.
Well, I mean, that's what the Nazis did. They did that first.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. The only thing they haven't managed to do here is take our guns like the Nazis did, thank God.
Well, it'd probably be so few of us, they probably wouldn't even worry about them. If it actually, just start, killing young people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it will. I think we're going to get our Easter miracle.
I hope so.
Yeah.
One of the things that bothers me about Donald Trump more than anything else is his love of 5G, because he sees it as an opportunity to get ahead of the other countries in using this, what he calls this new technology. I don't think he realizes that it's a freaking weapon. And Mr. Cooter, you probably heard of him, he sent me another article about 5G being the driving force behind this thing, and I believe that. I really do. I believe 5G is, or maybe this is all just a total BS cover for 5G, and they're using 5G to kill people. Don't know.
Yeah.
Yet another question. I have so many questions, and I don't have enough answers. And I hate that, because I want to know everything. It's part of how I'm wired, no pun intended. I want to know everything. Let's see what Dane Wigington at GeoWatch has got, Geoengineering Watch, has going on. Let's see what the news for today is. Unprecedented events are rapidly unfolding all over the globe. Is nature to blame, or are the primary causal factors directly related to human activity and power structure agendas? Societies are being locked down around the globe, and up to 1 million U.S. military reserve troops are being called back to service. Are they about to implement martial law? That's an excellent question. Many feel increasingly powerless with each passing day, but this is not the case. We must never forget that if we stand together, we can still make a difference, even in this late hour. All are needed in this critical battle to wake populations up to what's coming. We must make every day count. Share credible data from credible sources and make your voices heard. Very well said, Dane Wigington.